This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No, it's extremely important to keep your mental in the best place because that's where my game is played. My game's not played from my legs and not even just my arm. So I know longevity to all-time greats. What's Tom Brady's best trait? His mental. He's able to think. So if you have those traits of greatness and I know where I'm heading, then why wouldn't a franchise pick me? You got the ultimate cheat code.
Just typing something out here. Give me 1 second. So I had to finish this tweet in real time. Can you explain to everybody what that was?
That was Shedeur Sanders in one of his many quotable quotes from his media availability today at the Combine. He has said a lot of stuff today. Other ones include, franchises should expect to change the culture if you draft me. They should expect to win. History repeats itself. We've changed programs before. We'll do it again. He's talking just like his dad. It's going to be interesting to see if those kind of comments, though, like turn teams off, right? Like, I feel like there's going to be some teams out there that go, yeah, no, I don't want anything about this guy. And there's other teams that are going to be fired up about it.
Okay, so, yeah, his dad, by the way, obviously one of the most, like, confident slash cocky people. Everybody was unbelievable.
When does it go from confidence to cockiness?
Well, it's a good question. I think that's a different subjective scale for most people. But I would say it this way, too, that... you know, or how about this? I was thinking about this the other day about his dad. All this stuff about Travis Hunter. What's he going to play? There are so many guys, I think, actually who could have played both receiver and DB in the NFL. Deion's one of them. But he didn't. He was a DB. He was incredible. He's one of the greatest of all time at that position. You know, tell me Deion Sanders couldn't have played wide receiver? I guarantee he could have. He actually didn't even like to hit people. He made business decisions, he said. He'd rather not get hit. But I think that could be one of them. All right, I'm actually about to tweet out something here. Bills related. Not a big deal, but just something newsworthy. I can confirm through a league source, the Bills are targeting Turner West for a special teams coaching role. Turner West is currently the Georgia Southern's special teams coordinator. Okay, hold on. I'm going to put this out now. And it was first reported by John Bryce of footballscoop.com. There we go. So there you have it. League source confirms Bills are targeting Turner West for a special teams coaching role. First reported by John Bryce of Football Scoop. West is currently Georgia Southern's special teams coordinator. So there you go. Looks like that's going to be an addition to the staff. So I wonder if that means for Cody Harkey, who is actually the Bills' current assistant special teams coach, because we know Matthew Smiley was the main special teams coordinator, and he is no longer. Cody Harkey, by the way, always like having him on staff. His dad is Mike Harkey, the Yankees bullpen coach. That's why I always like having Cody Harkey. And obviously, he's a good dude, but pretty cool to say, oh, his dad's the Yankees bullpen coach, which is pretty cool. So there you go. A little bit of news for you today. from the Bills. Do you like watching, like, you have Netflix? You have Netflix?
Right.
Who doesn't, right, these days? I mean, price keeps going up no matter what. What do you like to watch? You look for, when you go there, do you look for movies? Do you look for docs? Do you look for shows, series? What do you like?
I usually like the movies. I mean, not always the Netflix original movies, but like just they have a good selection of movies and stuff. Some of the shows are okay. I actually recently got into some of the documentaries too. I watched the Hope Solo documentary that Netflix has, and that is a really, really good story. Like just hearing all the drama and rumors and everything that happened in that story is just... I remember it all happening at the time, and then there was like nothing years after. And now there's all this special about it. It's one of my favorite specials I've ever watched on sports. But they have a bunch of those on there. They have the Manti Te'o one. That one was really good too. But Netflix is kind of like, it's hit or miss for me because sometimes I feel like you see the same stuff all the time, and I want like that freshness. And sometimes I just want like I want to watch a Disney movie, right? And I just go to Disney. So it's up and down for me.
I could do a movie. If it's a good movie, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I actually like, though, short, like, miniseries, mini docs a lot of times.
Ooh.
Because
yeah, those are
if
good
you're
too.
Traveling especially,
mm-hmm.
you watch it on a plane flight, and then, okay, you're not you know that it's short enough, an episode,
right.
I'll watch an episode later, right?
Yeah,
I can get to another episode later. I can divide it up without stopping in the middle of it, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. right? Everything's kind of divided up.
Have you
At
ever
the same
seen...
time, it's not too long. I don't like 10 episodes.
Have you ever
I don't
seen, like
10
Band
seasons.
Of Brothers? Band of Brothers, the HBO one?
Yeah, I mean, I have never watched Band of Brothers, but Band of Brothers is a series, though.
Kind of, yeah. It's a one-season series.
Oh, how many episodes?
It's a miniseries.
I didn't realize that.
It's 8 to 10,
okay,
I think.
That's a little too much for me.
Yeah.
But it's okay. If it's really good, I know it's great.
It is really good.
Okay, so a couple things I started watching lately. One goes completely against it, but I finally started watching Cobra Kai, and it's amazing. Cobra Kai is amazing. It's super cheesy, but it's great. I say cheesy because if you watched Karate Kid, you have to kind of watch Karate Kid. And, you know, you'll know a little bit more about it. I got Max into watching Cobra Kai with me now. It's a little adult at times. Like, I got to be careful there. But I got to kind of go back. He's actually watched Karate Kid, the movie. I like that. But that's a little different. That's now seasons long, and now I'm invested. But every episode's only a half hour. On this trip, though, I'm like, I need something good on Netflix. I went, and I saw something pop up. I'm like, this looks a little cool. Because it's two episodes. It's called, ready? The Search for Instagram's Worst Con Artist.
Ooh. Oh, wait, I've seen some of
those. Belle Gibson. Have you heard about this girl?
I haven't seen this one, but Netflix has a lot of these where it's like
yes.
a 2 to 3 episode thing.
Yes.
And it's about, like, my girlfriend just watched one about Gabby Petito, the girl that
Yeah, that's up now. And by the way, Gabby Petito, the girl who was murdered, she lived right in the town near where we used to live in Florida. So that area I'm very familiar with. And then when he was found was not too far away and all of that. Yes, that's the same thing. Something like this. This one's two episodes. I think that's three. This is called The Search for Instagram's Worst Con Artist. This is about a girl named Belle Gibson. And Belle Gibson was, I learned this story watching this. It was just amazing to me and crazy. She,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
She went on social media, Instagram, and basically told people she had a brain tumor, a terminal brain tumor, and that she was using natural foods to stay healthy instead of traditional medicine. And she was like the most healthiest person ever. And look at this, what I'm doing. And the foods were actually, she was a good cook and she knew recipes. And she'd have different recipes coming out. And she gained millions of followers, A, for, oh my God, how is this person doing this? It's amazing. I need to start eating healthier. I need to follow what she's doing. But people who had cancer were like, oh, I'm going to do this instead and put my faith into something like that. It was all a lie. She didn't have brain cancer at all. And she conned all these people. And then she sold a cookbook. And made millions of dollars.
Wow.
And did charity functions. The money never went to the charities. It's a crazy story. This is in Australia and it wasn't too long ago. So anyway, this is called The Search for Instagram's Worst Con Artist. And it's about Belle Gibson. It's a 2-part series. So as I'm watching this, of course, you know how they have the thing. Because you watch this, you might like this, right? The other one that came up was called Puppet Master. It's a great.
Yeah, some of the names are really
title,
good.
Right? The Puppet Master is very similar on Netflix. Now, this one is three-part series. And this is about a guy who in England was a con artist. It goes back to the 90s where he convinced this other guy at this school he was in England that he was an MI5 agent. And this was during the height of the Irish Republican Army and war that was basically going on and terrorist attacks. And they said, the IRA is after you and the people in your house, and you have to leave and you have to get out. And he kind of convinced them to go and leave, this guy and these two girls. And along the way, he kind of started controlling their entire lives because he told them they were in such danger. And then he started having them get money from their parents, draining their own bank accounts, and they stayed on the run. And for one, he lasted 10 years with this person on the run and going. And in another instance, he literally befriended a woman and got this woman eventually to cut off only even with her own kids, which the documentary starts with their kids, her kids, these two kids saying, we miss our mom. We haven't seen her in 10 years. And she basically cut off because she went with this con artist and we know, and she even knows who he is. And it's incredible. And this guy's name was, Danny, hold on, Puppet Master Netflix. I got to remember who the thing was about. British docuseries. And I can't remember the exact name of the guy now that I watched the darn things. I want to say his name. It's like a hyphenated name. And he went by a bunch of different kinds of names. But either way, go watch it. If you have any time, go watch. This one says, in this harrowing docuseries, a cruel con man masquerading as a British spy manipulates and steals from his victims, leaving ruined families in his wake. And again, it sounds depressing and terrible. I know. And my wife says to me, I watch murder mysteries. Sorry. I like murder mysteries like Dateline and 48 Hours. My wife always says, why do you watch stuff like that? And you know what? You know why I watch things like that? I figured it out. I think I'm a good person in life. And I think I try to treat people well. And I want to know what makes people evil like that. Like that kind of evil, right? And I don't mean like truly evil. Like these people are evil. They do bad things. Like what? Why do people get like that? What makes people like that? I think I want to gain insight into that, because I don't know. I mean, I can be a trusting person. I see the good in everybody. Like when you see that, like what makes people like that? That's what interests me in genres like that. But I do like these little short series. I've watched a few over the years of missing people and murders in Manhattan and, you know, crime series and documentaries. So there's a couple for you. One is called The Puppet Master. One is called The Search for Instagram's Worst Con Artist. Check them out on Netflix if you can. I'm sure you have a few more. And you can tweet me, @SalSports, if you have any cool recommendations for something like that. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Friday here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.